one of our cries of alarm, or maybe it's one of despair, is that the needs of the world are far too vast for us to make any difference, no matter what or how much we do. To speak to these concerns, I've often used an illustration, an Amnesty International campaign of a good few years ago. The picture was of an opened prison door covered in the signatures of the thousands of people who had signed petitions demanding the release of those held for unjustifiable reasons. So do not be put off, but be persistent. Shout out against injustice however you can, wherever you find it. It's not easy, and sometimes we feel like the fig tree in today's lesson. We are active, present in the places we should be, but we just cannot bring forth fruit. So this Lent we ask God to be that careful gardener in our lives, the one who will stir the soil around us and fork into it the power of the Holy Spirit, which will refresh and revive us, so that we once more start to bring forth the fruit we were made to produce. Of course, Lent is also a time of personal reflection, and so we take a moment to think of those times when we are called to be the good gardener, wielding the fork and manure ourselves, as we strive with our simple words and dirty hands to prepare the soil to feed those around us, so that they will also produce fruit. Our passage ends with that most encouraging of parables, the mustard seed and the yeast. Such little things, but little things which bring forth such useful and valuable results. God offers us the honour and responsibility of being that mustard seed, or that small microscopic yeast, so that as we are spread into the world, there will be a great harvest. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers.
Dig around it and fertilize it. Lord, we know that we are always in need of your love and care in our lives. We know that we need to be fed with the good things which help us to bring forth good fruit. But Lord, it feels so uncomfortable to have our fruitfulness questioned, to be asked to allow our roots to be disturbed,
our branches pruned, and even to allow the nourishment of your Holy Spirit to be poured over us. Help us to be willing to open our hearts and minds to the ways in which you wish us to change, so that we can accomplish all that you have asked of us. This Lent, we ask you to help us to look at the fruit we have produced, how we have loved others, how we have shared your word with each other, and by doing so grown together as your disciples. What we have done and plan to do to help others to come to know you as their Saviour. Lord, we ask your blessing on all that we do, so that our lives can be fruitful. We pray that you will feed us, reshape us, and continue to use us to transform lives, both our own and those with whom we have the opportunity to share your gospel message. Amen.